Hello, and welcome to the Baden News Network podcast. I'm Maddie Stevens.
I'm Leah Martinkovic.
And we will be giving the January recap. First up, we have our Athlete of the Week. For January 5th, Braylon Even is this week's Wings on Brookwood Athlete of the Week. She recorded her second double-double of the season with 14 points, 10 rebounds, 8 steals, and 2 assists in a win over Fairfield and the Butler County Bash, then almost had a quadruple-double against Mercy McCauley, finishing with 13 points, 9 rebounds, 9 steals, and 7 assists. Braylon is committed to play women's soccer at the University of Cincinnati.
January 12, 2025, Henry Tancotti shot games 197 and 185 in a league win over Chaminade Julian. Additionally, Henry is currently in fourth place in the GCL co-ed for average pins per game at 194.4. Congratulations, Henry. BNN sophomore Maddie Stevens caught up with Henry and asked him some questions about bowling. To get a better understanding of how Henry puts his efforts towards bowling and what keeps him motivated to continue growing, he said that his love for bowling and desire to become better and grow as a bowler give him motivation to achieve success. He also finds the most exciting part of bowling is the feeling that he gets when hitting a strike. Along with bowling, Henry also enjoys shooting trap and is on the Baden Claybusters team.
For January 19th, Brooklyn Fresh scored an 8.0 to finish third on the beam in the most recent meet at Summit Country Day. BNN senior Addie Brennan on Brooklyn. Brooklyn Fresh, a junior at Baden High School, competes for the high school gymnastics team. To be ready and motivated, Brooklyn's pregame rituals keep her in line. Before Brooklyn performs, she always listens to the same playlist. This playlist keeps Brooklyn disciplined and locked in for her performance. Brooklyn's favorite gymnastics memory is getting to perform with the Olympians on the Kellogg's Tour. Although Brooklyn loves all the events, her favorite one is beam. Brooklyn's biggest accomplishment in her gymnastics career is being a state champion at only 10 years old.
January 26, 2025. Augie Newberry was a key figure in this team's success this past weekend at the GCO co-ed tournament. He placed second in the 200 wide free with a personal best time of 1 minute and 49.35 seconds. Later, he grabbed the top spot in the 100 wide fly with the time of 58.58 seconds, a new personal best and the fastest time of the day in that event. The swim team finished first overall and claimed the GCO co-ed title.
Next up, we have sports wins and highlights. For boys basketball, the boys won 6 games this month, leaving their record at 12-3. For girls basketball, the girls won 6 games as well, leaving their record at 13-5. For swim, on January 26th, the Baden High School swim team put on an impressive display at the GCL tournament, finishing in a well-deserved first place overall. The team showcased exceptional talent, determination, and teamwork, propelling them to the top of the competition.
Indoor track. Congrats to the 4 members of our indoor track team who broke some records at the Ohio Northern meet. Freshman Addie Fleckenstein said a girl's shot put our record at 20 feet and 2.5 inches. Senior Dylan Fleckenstein in the high jump leaped 5 feet and 6 inches. Junior Mason Thomas broke his own record from last season in shot, put coming in at 42 feet and 1.5 inches. Junior Evan Kaufman ran the 60-meter hurdles in 10.77 seconds.
Thank you for listening to the Baden News Network monthly recap for January. Have a good day.
Welcome back to the BNN podcast. Today we welcome 2 seniors, Zach Kramer and Caden Haig, right before senior night.
Hello.
If you guys want to introduce yourself and just tell us a little bit about yourselves, how long you guys have been wrestling.
I'm Caden Haig. Senior wrestler, obviously, weighing in at a strong 144 pounds.
144. I'm Zach. I've been wrestling since just freshman year. It's my 4th year. I'm in the 215 weight class this year, but I'm like 200 pounds. So,
big guy wrestling up.
Big guy wrestling up. Yeah. Wrestling is actually an interesting sport when it comes to, like, classes like that where you're only 200 mm-hmm. pounds, but you're wrestling 215 guys. But then, Caden, you were just talking about how you haven't even eaten today.
Oh, God.
What's your guys' experience with having to cut weight, having to gain weight?
Cutting weight has to be probably the worst thing about the sport. Like, definitely the most unhealthy aspect. Like, there's days you go home. I mean, last year especially, like, I would go home, fill a glass cup all the way up with water, or ice, fill it the rest of the way with water, and then I would drink that and go to sleep, and that was dinner.
Yeah, like, I don't want to give it a bad rep because the coaches actually advise against that. They tell you to wrestle at what you're at, but if you're comfortable with cutting the weight, then cut the weight. Like, I mean, I came out of football season at, like, 210, 211, and I cut 10 pounds that week, which was brutal, but coach advised against it. And then I just, like, I hit that wall, and I was like, all right, I'm sitting at 200.
Yeah. So
that's where I've been.
I feel like there's always this, like, stereotype that, like, you know, your coaches are going to tell you where to go, and it's either that or you don't wrestle. But, you know, our coaches, like Zach said, their, like, whole philosophy is, like, if you think you can get there, then it's up to you.
Yeah, they have a lot of lenience, and I remember that. I wrestled last year just for 1 year until I got injured. But, yeah, it was Coach Martin especially. He never cared what weight class you wrestled at. He was just whatever you're most comfortable with. Yeah. I mean, whatever you thrive in, and that's the whole point of any sport, really.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm sure cutting weight and only drinking a glass of water once you get home from school, that just fatigues the living.
It's tough. But it is rewarding once you actually make weight, and then you can, you know, eat whatever you want, wrestle.
Yeah, it's odd because you get – I mean, there's an odd peace feeling when you haven't eaten in 24 hours. And, like, the hunger part of it passes, and you just feel really still and calm all the time. It's actually kind of cool.
That's where I'm at right now, to be honest. Like, I haven't eaten since, I want to say, sometime last night. But, like, after a while, it, like, starts to wear off. It's kind of weird. Like,
you don't even think about it anymore. You're just calm.
Like, I mean, lunch is hard because everyone else is eating. But, no, you kind of, like, get over it. And I guess that's the best way to describe it.
Yeah, so going into the night, what are your guys' mentalities? You guys are going against Mason. It's your senior night. Obviously, you're at home. You guys are going to want to win any, if not both your matches. How many matches do you guys have each?
I think we just have one, right?
Yeah,
I'm not sure. I mean, mentality-wise, mine's been a little rough because this past year I've chosen work over the actual sport a little bit, I feel like, and I didn't wrestle. I mean, I haven't been to a lot of competitions varsity-wise this year. I think I've only had, three matches, and two of them were against kids that just
newer
wrestlers, and they were less than 10 seconds, and I won by pin, but I mean,
not to show off.
No, but they were newer. They were newer wrestlers. Yeah. And then I had that one match where you guys actually saw it, Maddie and Anthony. You guys were there, but we were – I mean, the whole team's been sick this past week. So
bad.
Yeah, last week we had our first homie of the year, and I was dominating the entire first period, and then I just hit that wall, and I don't know. The fatigue hit me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'd say for me going into tonight, I mean, this year's definitely been my hardest year, like, you know, mentally, like trying to get through it, like, you know. What we talked about earlier, senior year.
Senioritis, yes.
But, you know, I think, like, the most important thing I've learned is, like, you got to just let go of, like, all your other matches. Like, don't look at your record because it doesn't matter when you step out there with somebody else. So, like, you know, the way I see it, like, going into it tonight, I'm just going to go out there and treat it like any other match.
Mm-hmm.
You know, probably never wrestled the kid before. Going to just go out there, do what I can, and, you know, see how it goes.
Of course, that's all you can do.
Pretty much.
Do you guys have any milestones that you're looking to get this year or later?
I mean, if I'm being honest, the goal is always like a state championship. Like you look at it and sometimes you think and you're kind of like, where do I want to be? And at some point you're like, what are you doing it for? You should be doing it to like hopefully, you know, go to state, maybe end up on the top of the podium. But that's all. I mean, that's in my opinion. That's, like, a hard goal, but, I mean, if you put your mind to it, realistically, you can get it. Like, I'm hoping to go to state this year if I can, if I'm lucky, and see what I can do there against some good competition.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it goes both ways. I mean, I definitely had milestones going into the season. I mean, the biggest one was wanting to cut to 175 by the end of it. And that sound. I mean, that is – it's pretty crazy. And, I mean, it's definitely achievable, but – I mean, just between, you know, schooling and work, I work at a food place too. So it's like that cut is so much more torturing.
Food all day long.
Yeah. Jeez. Yeah. I mean, it really is the worst. Like, you do not want to work at a food place on a cut. So, I mean, my goals right now are just, you know, give it all I have and make it as far as I can. Mm-hmm. I don't think with the weight I'm at, you know, like, I've actually had my season ended the past couple of years by kids who are true 190s and true 215s when I'm 10 pounds under the weight limit.
The Eli Emmons of those weight classes.
Yeah, they're just like all muscle, and I'm sitting at 10 pounds under them with a decent amount of body fat percentage. Mm-hmm. So, like, I mean, I think it was sophomore year maybe, GCL championships. I went up against this 215 I had to wrestle up because our 190 beat me.
Oh, I remember this.
And, I mean, immediately, like, he just picked me up, turned me over, and slammed me on my head, and I got a concussion. It was the end of my season. Like,
wow.
So you really got to – you do have to be careful because, you know, you only get a certain amount of concussions before you got to chill out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, definitely be careful.
Yeah. So would you guys recommend that for anybody trying to get into wrestling to try to stay in your weight class that you're at the least amount of body fat? Because I know for Caden, you're at 144.
Yeah.
The years past, you've moved from, what, 126, 138?
It's actually interesting. So I was pretty light my freshman year. I think I was 120, 126. Like, mm-hmm. I was light kid. But my sophomore year, I bumped up to 144 and – you know, I saw, like, some success there. But then my junior year, I came in, and I was still at 144. I hadn't really gained any weight. But I decided to drop a weight class that year just because, like, once you're, like, kind of, like, halfway through the season, you kind of can see, like, how you're holding up against, like, some of the competition. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's, like, the best time to decide, like, do you want to go down? Do you maybe want to go up? Like, see how you can do there? Because, like, there is definitely – like, that is a big aspect to it. So, I just wouldn't do anything, like, you're not comfortable with. Like, if you don't want to cut the weight, don't cut the weight. And our coaches would never, like, tell you where you have to be. Like, it's whatever you're comfortable with, wherever you think you're healthy, wherever you want to compete.
Just, yeah.
It's kind of just an individual thing. Like, you know, you have Wyatt cutting a lot of weight. A
lot of weight.
And he's seeing some success, and then he's, like, figuring out now, like,
he's also realizing it's not safe for him.
Yeah, like, and now he's figuring out, like, do I want to be here where I'm lighter and, you know, the competition might be, like, a little bit easier, but I'm also, you know, lighter myself,
mm-hmm.
or is it better to, you know, go up another weight class and then have, like, all my strength and then still going against some, like, a little bit better competition?
Yeah,
you know. Like, it's kind of just like a balance.
But
you got to find
that
balance.
That strength that you're gaining from being at a more comfortable weight just gives you so much more confidence.
It's like a stamina thing, I think. Like,
yeah, it's definitely about sustainability. I mean, there's so many factors that play into it. Like, I mean, I would recommend cutting the weight. But, like, it wasn't in the cards for me because mm-hmm. I came in freshman year at 175. I was lean. I was varsity for track right out the gate. Freshman year, I was running the 400, and I was light. I was excited to come in, and mm-hmm. I saw a lot of success. And then I realized that I had other sports, football. I'm not going to get any playing mm-hmm. time if I'm sitting mm-hmm. at 175,
yeah.
you know, as a lineman. So I packed on all this weight, a lot of good weight, you know, some bad weight. And it just, you know, that's when I started seeing losses and how you deal with those losses. So, like, wrestling, if it's your sole sport, yeah, absolutely. Spend the time, cut the weight the right way. You have year-round.
For sure.
The right way is the way to do it. You don't try to drop 10 pounds in a week to make a hydration test. It's not worth it. It's not sustainable. Like Kunkel's finding out, you get gassed so much easier.
Yeah,
you need that energy storage. You can't, you know.
Yeah, because even wrestling at, you know, your true weight, you go out there for 5 minutes, 6 minutes, You come off that mat and
you are gassed.
Yeah. Like, you have nothing. Like, there have been times I've had to, like, just sit down and not talk. Like, I don't even have the energy to talk. Like, you guys saw me after that.
You would think you're in the best shape of your life, and you get not even on the wrestling match. I mean, I've been on boxing canvases before, any mixed martial art. Oh. You think you're in the best weight of your life. The second you're in there for a minute, 2 minutes, you're gassed, and you're
You just got thoughts going through your head. You're like, why am I doing this?
So, actually, let's talk about that. What's your guys' thought process in the middle of a fight? Is it technique or is it filling out your opponent?
I'll say it depends on what period I'm in. So, first period, I'm focusing on, you know, technique, like trying to, you know, be defensive, offensive, like stay in a good stance, like look for my shot, set things up. But, you know, you get to that third period, you're both, our coach likes to say, like, breathing out of your ears. Like, you're just, like, doing whatever you can to try and, like, keep your eyes open and, like, wrestle all the way through. And sometimes all you can think is, like, move your body. Like, you don't have time, and it's just, like, you just got to fight through it.
Don't get caught.
Yeah, it's a lot different. Like, period to period, it's kind of, like, technique, and then it's, like, drive, and then that last period.
It's just a matter of staying
in it, like, mentally and physically. Like, you just got to lock in that last period.
Yeah.
I mean, again, there's so many variables. Like, initially, I mean, you're talking about middle of the match, but leading up to the match, no matter who it is, how good they are, how good they look, I'm always, my heart's always going, my adrenaline's already going. That's the biggest enemy is your head. Like, what do you think's going to happen? Because it is painful, you know. You go through a 6-minute match and maybe you get an overtime. I mean, that's one of the most painful things you can do. You can't breathe. Like, you get overtime, caught in mouth. Yeah. Like, you get caught in lung in wrestling. Like, you just dry heave because you can't breathe. But, I mean, all those thoughts go out of my head as soon as we start the match. You shake the hand, the ref blows his whistle, and then it turns off like a switch. And all I can think personally, I mean, the lighter weight classes are a completely different game, you know. But in the heavier weight classes, you're aiming for that pin. We don't have that longevity that the smaller endurance
or
guys
that fast
have.
Pace.
Yeah, exactly. Very much, I mean, it's like a chess match once you get to the heavier weights. Like, not that it's not at the smaller weights, but you got to make a lot more decisions.
It's more technical than it is trying to feel something out.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll see a lot more of those, like, fast-paced kind of, like, scrambling moves at those lighter weights. You don't really see that at the heavier weights because, like, you got to be a lot more, like, methodical.
Yeah,
those heavyweights kind of feel them out a lot more.
You're putting so much effort into every single move you do in the heavier weights because you cannot mess that up because you don't get those windows. You know, I'm wrestling a guy that is trying to, you know, not literally, but he's trying to put me down. He wants this victory for himself. So, I mean, all three of my seasons have been ended by a wrestling related injury. I mean, I had this one. Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I've never had a full season. I've never made it that far because, I mean, I think my first freshman year was a MCL injury. I got my leg sweep, hit both of our weights, went down on my kneecap, MCL gone. And then sophomore year, I had a tricep tendon tear. This kid picked me up and just, Matt returned. You just got to be safe about everything you do because I put my arm straight out, hyperextended it, tore my tricep tendon. And then, you know, I've had my neck broken in football season and like a mildly herniated disc, I guess. But it's just all these injuries stay with you. So just being smart about everything you do. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, it can be risky, but you just got to be careful.
It's my favorite sport.
Worth the reap of the rewards, though.
What'd you say?
It's worth the reap of the rewards.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
And you win.
That feeling when you get to, like, just raise your hand and just be done with it and get off the mat, that's, like, the best feeling in the
world. As you're gasping for air.
Jeez. I just look for my mom and try to smile, off the mat.
Yeah, in the least selfish way possible, it is, like, it's my favorite sport because it is me. Yeah. I have training partners and stuff, but once you're out on that mat, I mean, your coaches try to help you out, but most people, including myself, once you're in the match, I can't hear my coaches. Yeah, they're yelling. Oh, no. I can hear them there, but I can't listen to them. I'm so locked in. Mm-hmm. And when you lose, it's on you. You can only blame yourself. Mm-hmm. You can't. In football,
you're the only one on that mat.
In football, I can be like, my offense not great this year. That's why we're losing games, or my defense isn't great this year. In wrestling, all you can do is blame yourself for lack of preparation, lack of skill, lack of endurance. So you're always constantly trying to better yourself as a person, as an individual.
It's just like track. I mean, we all did track.
Oh, yeah.
It's you're in an 100 by yourself. Yeah, you got a team behind you, like, supporting you. But, like, wrestling and track, it's you on the track. It's you on the mat. Like, you're the only one to blame.
On the other side of, like, what Zach was saying, like it goes both ways. Like, when you win a match, you know, your coaches – taught you like some moves, like how to wrestle. But you go out there and you actually put in the effort and put in the work and, you know, see yourself winning, and you go out there and win, and like you can like go home and say like, I did that for myself. Like it's very rewarding. It's a good feeling.
So you guys both said you started wrestling freshman year.
Yes.
Or you wrestled all 4 years in high school. Did you start before that, or what got you into it?
I started my freshman year, and I just don't think I was doing anything. I didn't play any
nothing better to do.
Yeah, I didn't play any sports in the fall.
Here we are 4 years later.
I didn't play any sports in the fall, and my dad was like, you know, you should try wrestling, and I'm not going to lie, I needed my PE waiver signed, so.
Yeah.
Just
anything
came
to get out of gym class.
Yeah, came into wrestling, met some people. Logan Felsheim, Log Dog. That's actually how me and Zach met. We became friends from wrestling, and I've just kind of just been with it all 4 years. And, you know, it is hard to stick with it for a while, but, I mean, it's definitely been a nice experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, initially, you know, in middle school, all I played was, you know, football and basketball. I'd never been into, like, any sports really outside of that. And I can't have downtime. I feel like I constantly need to be doing something. And to have the opportunity to be able to play three sports, you know, and just, I guess, yeah.
Four sports.
If you count indoor and outdoor, but, or track. But yeah, I mean, just always having something to do. That's really what got me into it, because I came out and I tried out for basketball freshman year, and while I never loved basketball, I was like, I just need something to do, and I didn't make the cut freshman year. I'm not good hand eye coordination.
No, I'm not good.
I'm like almost blind in my left eye, so I had to find, you know, my shooting wasn't always great.
You should see me try to shoot.
And yeah, my older brother had wrestled. I don't know how long. He didn't finish all 4 years, but he had wrestled, and I was like, you know what, whatever. I'll go out there, give it a shot. So I ended up just falling in love with the sport because, you know, like I said, it's on you. It's just you.
It helps you grow mentally.
Oh, yeah. Like,
100%.
Not just physically, yeah. Wrestling especially is a huge mental sport. And just like what you guys were saying, like, you can't really think of anything or any losses or your wins before the match. It's just a matter of what you can do now and how you can improve then.
Yeah, I'd say, like, as much as it is physical, like, the way you got to see it is, like, it's, like, doubly emotional, mental. Mm-hmm. Like, you go out there, something doesn't go your way. Like, you can't just, let's say you're playing football, like, you're having a bad game. Maybe, like, coach, like, sits you for, like, a couple plays. Like, just sit down, collect yourself. You go out there, you get taken down in the first period, first 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got another 5 minutes and 50. Yep. You got to just stay in it, keep going. Yeah. And, like, if it could happen 3-4, like, as many times as you can think throughout the rest of the match. Like, you just got to compose yourself, stay in it mentally, and just try to focus. Yeah. That's in my opinion, that's the biggest part of the sport, is trying to, you know, keep your focus.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with Caden. I mean, like, having the skill to be able to take whatever loss in the moment you're experiencing and turn it into a win, or a winning mentality at the very least, is so important in this sport, because you're constantly getting taken down and you're constantly, like, almost getting pinned, almost losing, but you can't be sulking in that moment. You have to take your brain and work to improve. Like, you know, you gotta sit there and be able to get up, or if you're unable to get up, outlast that period without getting pinned. And a lot of times it's painful. You got your shoulder bent behind your back, and the ref can't see it a certain way, and he's not calling potentially dangerous, and you just have to sit there and take that pain and turn it into fuel for the end of the period, so next period you can get up and you're the one. You flip the tables on the game.
Yeah.
So what would you guys say about Baden's coaching in general, just compared to others? Because Maddie and I sat in your guys' Hamilton versus Baden meet.
Yeah.
And one thing I did notice was number one, Hamilton had a lot more coaches, and they were also way more vocal.
Vocal.
I know how chill of a dude Martin. Coach Martin is, but I mean, would you say that helps you with how chill he is and how he lets you kind of figure things out on your own?
Yeah, I think even in practice, like, we have a lot of opportunities to practice what we want. Like, they give us a lot more individual of a practice than a lot of other schools. Like, we have a new coach this year, Mr. Harrington, is, like basically a full-time coach, as long, like, with everyone else. And, you know, he'll talk about, like, differences in practice, but... You know, it's a lot more individual. Like, you get to work on whatever you want, and then it goes into the meets. And, you know, like we were saying earlier, when you go out there, it's just you by yourself. Like, whether or not the coaches are, like, saying anything, when you're, like, when you're really in it, like...
You can't even hear them.
No, you can't even hear them. And they'll definitely be, like, you know, yelling some stuff out, like, what you should be trying to do. But they're going to let you... like work it on your own, and it's a good learning experience. Like when you go out there and you can finally be like, oh, like I took him down, I need to look for my half, I need to look for a half. They don't always now have to yell that at you, and so because you already know how to do it, and that's what we're kind of trying to build with the program, is kind of like more independence. And I'll let Kramer talk about this for a little bit.
I mean, honestly, it's kind of funny you ask, because in my personal opinion, there's nothing like Baden wrestling in the environment that our coaches make. I mean, I've had so many friends transfer, Tristan namely, you know, from Talawanda, and their coaches made him hate him personally, hate wrestling, hate the sport. He's not wrestling because of their coaches.
Wow.
And I had to keep telling him that this is a different environment. You know, coach is playing Adele during practice on the speaker.
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift. You're having a good time. You're locked in. You're working, but you're having fun with it at the same time. He's not trying to kill you. Even on conditioning days, you know, it's always it's fun,
it's
lighthearted.
It's still pretty tough.
Yeah. It sucks sometimes. It really does. But, I mean,
those
I'd
circuits
rather,
you guys would do at the end of practice, I always hated.
Those cool downs, like, feel like the halfway through practice.
It's just, I mean, you know, I'd rather be dying and puking and coming back into a room where Taylor Swift is playing.
Yeah, something than, uplifting.
Yeah, then coaches being like, you guys are a group of sorry, you know, kids and
softies.
Know. Yeah, exactly. You know, tough love is definitely necessary sometimes, but the environment we have here where, you know, you're working to grow, not working to be pushed to grow, you know what I'm saying?
It gives you that individuality.
The coaches here are like very big on that kind of like you're gonna get out what you put into it. Like they're not like, it's like with the weight cutting and, you know, the wrestling, when, you know, they're a little less vocal than other coaches, like they're gonna let you kind of like put in what you want, and you'll get out what you put in. And honestly, like, some people kind of think, like, well, it's kind of weird. Like, you know, do they not, like, care as much as other coaches? But, I mean.
And it's wrestling, too. It's, like, you're supposed to be this tough,
like you
tough
go to,
guy.
You go to some of these meets, like Dayton Christian last year.
Yeah.
I don't know if I know what school. It's, like, Deer Park, maybe? Like, something. So. And those coaches are, like, they're brutal. Like, I went against this kid. He got me down, flipped him, pinned him, and. My dad was recording, and I watched the video, and one of their coaches is, like, already getting up to go walk away before he even gets off the mat. And it's, like, you think, like, is that really an environment, like, you want your kid to be in, like, for a team? Yeah. And as a coach, like, 10 times out of 10, I'll take the coaches here.
Yeah.
Because the environment they've built, you know, regardless of, you know, how we're doing, like, they have built a good environment here.
And honestly, there's, in my opinion, there's no reason for a coach to sit there and scream the moves you need to do, because not only are, you know, they broadcasting that to you, but your opponent.
Yeah.
If your coach is yelling, hit a head and arm.
Yeah.
You're not going to be able to hit a head and arm.
Because they're going to be watching for
exactly. There's no point, in my opinion. Now, there's certain situations where if a wrestler's stuck and it's about to be a stalemate, which, you know, means no one's working for improvement.
Yeah.
If like the other kid can't get out of it, then you know, help your wrestler out, see something that they're not seeing, and tell them that. But that's what our coach's approach is, really. They're not completely silent, But most of the time, they're just not yelling stuff at you because that's, you know, there's no point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which I feel like going back to what you're saying about how some coaches are like, are that hard guy. Correct me if I'm wrong, but Coach Martin grew up in Detroit, right? And he wrestled in Detroit?
I'm not sure. I think it might be Detroit.
He did. He did grow up in Detroit, and he, you know, he worked his way to become an amazing wrestler.
I
don't know if I'm entirely correct on this, but I believe that he was offered a full ride or a scholarship to Michigan for wrestling.
I think so, too.
And he turned it down to go wrestle at a smaller school.
Cool story.
Yeah.
He went to a different school because they had never had a national champion.
Yeah.
And he wanted to be – the reason he went to that school – was because he wanted to be the first one at that school.
He had the drive to go do that, and I think there's actually a VHS tape somewhere. I've never seen
VHS,
but I heard it that in the final match, the other guy he was wrestling wouldn't turn, and Coach Martin was so determined to turn him and cranking so hard that he snapped three ribs off the kid's sternum.
Jeez.
That's how intense of a sport you're getting once you get to the higher levels.
Yeah. What's crazy about that is Coach Martin started his freshman year.
Yeah,
in high school.
That's insane. Yeah.
It's insane. I mean,
could be you guys.
Yeah, it's not that our
catch me at Penn State next year.
I mean, you'd said that like the other coaches are hard guys. It's not that our coaches aren't hard guys. It's that they understand.
I think
that you don't need to be, you know.
I was gonna say that. I think the reason he's as chill as he is because he had those guys as coaches, and he realized that yes, sometimes that is helpful, but most times. It's more about the individuality and just allowing you to learn on your own. And it's not so much of me being down your throat, like telling you this is what you need to do. You need to cut this way. This is the way, like all of that.
Especially because going from like practice to an actual match, like you're in practice, like you can say whatever you want. You can do whatever you want as a coach. Like you can tell them what to do, tell them where they need to be, like all that stuff. But like once you go out on that mat, like, I think 9 times out of 10, whatever the coaches yell is just getting drowned out.
Yep.
You can't hear, you're breathing out of your ears. You have people cheering, you have a ref telling you to improve, you're like just like a foot away from this other wrestler.
You're trying
to
basically kill another dude.
It's trying
to kill you as well.
It's
basically
a game of survival.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you know, when you just have those coaches who are like, why isn't he listening to me? And they're getting angry and they're screaming. It's like
you already have a dude trying to attack you.
Yeah, it's
you.
Like
why
it's
you
like
want...
you can't expect like somebody to just be able to hear you or listen to everything you're saying at all times. It's unrealistic. And the coaches recognize that and they know that like you should be able to trust yourself to know what to do. And then once you like get some action going, like anytime I take somebody down, the first thing I always do is make sure I can hold them.
Yeah.
And then I'll look up at the coaches and see, like, maybe are they telling me to put a half in? Are they telling me to go for a certain breakdown?
Because sometimes, they can see a better position than that.
Yeah. Because, like, you can't just, like, turn around in the middle of a match and read your coach's lips and be like, I need to do a double leg. let me go for that.
Yeah,
no. Like, there's times for it.
Mm-hmm.
It probably gives you a sense of accomplishment, figuring out yourself.
Like, just the other day at Hamilton, there's a move I'd never hit before. It's called a Turk. Been practicing it a little bit with Coach Harrington.
Mm-hmm.
Go in there, take him down. Third period, I'm gassed, but I take him down. I have what I need for the Turk, and I hit it myself. Nobody had to say anything.
Yeah.
And then after the match, it's like, hey, nice Turk. And, like, yeah, like, you just said good job, but I was able to do it myself. Like, I didn't need you screaming at me to be able
to do a turk.
Exactly. Like you can learn, and that's a big part of it. Like being a fourth year wrestler like me and Zach, like I think people get a little bit like insecure about, you know, their freshman and sophomore year because you're like, why am I losing? Like if you're not having a successful year, and it's like you got to realize like the only way to get better is experience.
Yeah.
And if you're going out on that mat like week after week and you're putting in the work, you are going to get better. And you're going to slowly learn everything that you need to. And then you're going to improve and you're going to see that. And then you'll build your confidence. And that's when you start winning matches.
So what would you guys say your role as seniors are? I mean, you just said experience is the only way to get better. But there's a lot of experience to be learned throughout you guys, seniors. What do you think your guys' role is to the younger generations?
I mean, I personally don't believe that all that, you know, rom- movie type, you know, mm-hmm. I'm a senior, wedgie, yeah, yeah, you go get me my water bottle. That's I've never been that type of person just because I don't think that helps. You know, it that just builds a superiority complex. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, as a senior, I'm not a team captain. I was absent for much of the competition at the beginning of the season because mm-hmm. I was focusing on, work. You know, work, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that just being there as a source of knowledge sometimes, I have younger kids come up to me and ask me how to hit this move or what mm-hmm. am I doing wrong, just to be there and actually support them rather than, I don't know, figure it out yourself. Like, you know.
Let me give you a wedgie while I'm at it.
Yeah, exactly. There's no reason to be that person. I mean, just the teaching aspect of it all, in my opinion, is what's so important about just being the older, you know, the upperclassman.
Yeah.
Yeah, I completely agree. I was very lucky this year. I was voted to be a team captain. And, like, you know, sometimes you don't think about it, but, like, it's like a whole other job. Like, it's like this whole other thing than wrestling. Like, you got to be a role model. You got to be a teacher. Like, you know, you go to a meet as a team captain. Everyone has bad days. Like, you go out there. I know myself, like, I've had bad days. You get beat. You shouldn't have lost to somebody that you did lose to. And, you know, it's emotional. But sometimes you just got to learn, like, there's a bigger picture. And you got to, like.
It's all a part of the journey.
Like, you got to be that role model for people. Like, if you're looking at your team captain, let's say you're a freshman and you watch your team captain, like.
Just go back to your freshman year.
Yeah,
like. Did you guys have any senior role models?
I always looked up to Kai Brock.
Okay,
yeah. Kai Brock was.
What a man.
He was always like.
He wasn't the best wrestler.
No, he wasn't the best wrestler, but.
He was outgoing.
Always had a positive attitude. Yeah. And nobody likes to lose, but like.
Yeah.
When you're somebody that people are going to look up to, and they are, like, as much as you, like, might not think they will. There's always somebody looking up to you, especially as seniors this year. And just not only being able to be a role model, but get to teach them as well. Like, you have people coming up to you, like Kramer said, asking you how to hit a move. And, like, it's honestly, like, very rewarding being able to, like, educate people and, like, help build the future of the program. Because we have, like, a lot of... If I'm being honest, we have a lot of raw talent in the room right now. Mm-hmm. Like, if you look at our lineup.
Let's name some people.
Yeah. Well, if you look at our lineup right now. Yeah, Joey. You got Sawyer. You got Caden Brandenburg, Keegan Hansen.
Caden.
All of them are freshmen.
Yeah.
And they're going out there. They're not doing bad in these matches at all. Like,
that's freshmen especially.
Exactly. Like, I mean, I can personally say they're doing better than me. I did freshman year. Like, they're going out there. They're putting in the work in the room. And you get to see that. And. I mean, it's great. Like, honestly, like, being able to see that and be a part of it, even though, like, you know, we're leaving after this year, but, like, we know that what we're building here is going to, you know, affect the future.
Yeah.
Yeah. There is one more senior missing, Jackson Kelly.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
What's up?
Wrestling is a difficult sport.
Yeah.
And it is not for... You know, you have to put everything you have into it, and some people just don't have the time or will just to do this. I mean, there's Jackson's out working just like I was at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
You know, there's no putting him down. Everyone's got stuff going on in their life. You know, that's why wrestling is one of the smaller sports.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For me personally, being able to wake up, go to school, come straight to practice, go home and shower, and immediately head to work until close.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Having to repeat that, it sucks.
It's exhausting.
Yeah, and this comes after organizing this massive Eagle Scout project because that's just my parents are driving me to be a better person and prepare me later for life when you don't have an option to skip work. You know, you got to pay the bills and, you know.
Yeah.
So...
Disclaimer, Zach was not saying that about Jackson. Jackson is ill right now.
Jackson is ill.
Yeah, Jackson is ill. I mean, he's been out for a lot, but, I mean, it's Kai Ross and he's been on the
cruise. It's like Zach's saying, it's a commitment. Like,
Oh yeah,
they're like
2 hour practices.
Yeah, you go to like to another sport and it's the same thing. Like you gotta be there every day.
Yeah.
If you want to have success, like you can't just like be skipping out. Like
you I gotta mean, show up.
Obviously, and it's also not just practice.
No, it's like you just gotta show up for it.
Yeah.
At, like whenever, like there's the chance to, you just gotta be there.
Yeah. And I haven't had a varsity spot all year. And it's not that I'm a terrible wrestler.
No.
I mean, I'm that my opponent Albrink been wrestling since he's been in diapers.
Yeah.
I just started freshman year.
Something special.
Yeah. Jeez. You're gonna have those times where, you know, no matter what you do, no matter how hard you work, you're gonna get outworked. You're gonna get out talent and I'm still showing up to practice and mm-hmm. And still working. I wrestle off.
You could
every
easily
week.
Quit.
Yeah, I could quit. I could turn down the wrestle off each week and just take the JV spot regardless of the outcome. But every week I show up, I wrestle off Albrink, mm-hmm. you know, still making that attempt.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just like Caden said, show up, give it your all, no matter what. Because the moment you start giving up, people are catching up to you and passing you.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely.
Jackson came in, what was it, sophomore year? Or halfway through freshman?
I think last year might have been his first year
wrestling.
First year wrestling, yeah. It was.
Yeah.
Unless he wrestled like maybe a year at Ross.
He said he wrestled in like 7th and 8th grade,
yeah,
but just for like fun.
Yeah.
But yeah.
He came back.
Junior year was just definitely last year. His first actual year wrestling.
Yeah.
Was he welcomed into the Baden Ramley?
Oh yeah.
100%. Yeah, you are always welcome in. Welcomed in, especially in the wrestling room, unless you're showing up and you don't care. If it is very clear that you're not putting in the effort, like you do not have to be good, is what I'm trying to say. As long as you're showing up and trying to make yourself better and other people better and not just showing up and goofing off, you will 100% be welcomed in with open arms. We have several kids who aren't even on the roster, who just showing up to condition.
Yeah.
And we respect those kids, and we drill with them.
Yeah.
There are some individuals that, you know, I'm not going to name, that show up and goof off or leave early and lie to our coaches and their peers about where they're going. And those people aren't all that respected. And we are tougher on those people, but it's to help those people grow.
Mm-hmm.
Build
some
discipline.
Yeah, hold accountability.
It's a family. Yeah. It really is a family.
Yeah. Baden, obviously, we're not known for wrestling. Like, we don't have the biggest wrestling program. We don't have, like, a super small team, but, like, our room's pretty small. There's not a ton of people in there.
There's not
like
a lot of money put into
it.
There's
like,
not,
and, and so when you think about it, like, we don't want to lose people in the room. Like, we honestly want more people in there. Mm-hmm. And so that kind of goes back, like Zach was talking about, to the, like, environment we try to foster in there. And it's like, if you want to show up and you want to go in, you don't even have to compete. If you want to go in there, lose some weight, condition yourself for another sport.
Which Coach Martin, he accepts those people.
Yeah,
all the time.
If you want to go in there just to build some muscle, like you don't have to cut any weight. You could go in there to get stronger.
Yeah,
it's all it is showing up and like being accountable for yourself. And everyone has days where they're like,
they don't want to be there.
They don't want to be there. There's some days you can't be there, and as long as you are being honest with the coaches and being honest with yourself, you will always be welcome in that room anytime. You two could come in any day you wanted, and coach would be like, "What's up? What's your name?"
He knows me.
Start running around.
Yeah.
Like, we'll get you in there.
He knows me.
That's how a lot of the coaches are at Baden.
Yeah.
We've just got tight-knit community.
Yeah, for sure.
And I'd say, Baden definitely instills that, even – sports or just school as well. Like what you were saying, Zach, how you're not the type of senior that you see on the movies who's giving guys wedgies. But, I'd say Baden as a whole, the senior stigma of, like, bullying and whatnot, that's never welcome.
It's not here.
It's never here, especially with sports.
There's a kid on the team that I'm not going to name that has presented that several times where they're like, you know, keep your butt down. You know, it's just screaming at people who are, like, genuinely trying to improve themselves.
I know
and
who
it's
he's
like,
talking about.
Yeah, it's like, come on, dude. Like, you gotta sit up in that moment and be like, hey, dude, just chill.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because it isn't easy. There's kids in there that are, you know, according to the BMI chart, you know, morbidly obese.
Yeah.
but they're showing up and trying to mm-hmm. better themselves.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, they're struggling to get through the drills, but it's because, you know, they're doing the same drills as you, and you could be in tip-top shape, and they couldn't be. But that's not a time for you to sit there and put them down and be like,
you don't need to belittle people.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. They're not welcome.
That's been a big thing this year, I think, with me and Zach is...
You've been cracking down?
Well, so we... A big thing for me, like I don't, I'm not gonna, a big thing for me has to be like constructive criticism. Mm. And like,
yeah,
in my opinion, in no way is it beneficial, like with the people Zach is talking about that, you know, come in still, but they're struggling a little bit. In no way is it beneficial to, you know, try to put them down or like be mean to them when they're really putting in the work. Like you see them and yeah, when we're doing this, like a drill where everyone, so we have this drill, everyone lays down in a circle and you know, you get up,
mm-hmm.
run. When you step over the person to your left, they get up, they run. And it just, it goes in like a chain.
It's like leapfrog.
Yeah.
And try to chase them.
Yeah. And you know, the people that like are struggling aren't always like the best in those drills, but you see that they're putting in the work, like they're really trying. Like you need to encourage that, but then, you know, you don't want to put them down and then make them think like I'm trying really hard, but like, they're still telling me, like...
To me, that encourages me even more, because I'm like, I couldn't even imagine if I was overweight, obese, and I was showing... I was like, I'd be like, I wouldn't be able to do that. I
don't think. It's like, it's... It is...
They're more mentally tough than most of us.
It is admirable. Like, people like to, like, yell and, like, try to have this mentality that, like, you need to, like, yell at this person to get them to work harder and, like, no, like... You can always yell at somebody, and especially if they are goofing off, like we were talking about earlier. Yeah. But like when you see somebody's putting in the work and like actually trying to show up and be there, like you should respect them for it and treat them with that respect, because everyone in that room deserves respect.
Yeah, and we've confronted people for this stuff, and they're just kind of, you know, they always have the same answer of, you know, like, oh, you know, it's just been a long day, but like I promise you, I understand more than anybody. Like, having to get up, go to school, practice, go to work, and repeat, it sucks. But there's no reason. It's part of the job. If you can't handle being tired and having a positive attitude, just quit the sport.
Yeah.
Quit the sport.
That's a part of life as a whole.
As much as people are showing up to work themselves out physically, you know, we're showing up to work ourselves out mentally as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you're sitting here and making no progress mentally and you're still showing up and deciding, you know, to be – less than supportive of your teammates, then get out. You know, we don't want you here.
That kind of takes it back to the mental thing too, I think, with like, you got to realize like the mentality for wrestling is always present. Like you go on the mat, you got to have the right mentality. Mm-hmm. You go off, you got to realize like,
you got to keep your head up.
Yeah. Like you get slammed on your head.
Yeah.
You might have a sore neck the next day, waking up and be like, well, now I got to go to practice.
Yeah,
I got another meet this weekend. I got to watch what I'm eating. Like, it's a constant kind of just like loop of watching yourself, watching other people, staying focused. Like, and it honestly, it is the hardest thing I've ever done. Like in my entire life, wrestling is the hardest thing that I've had to do, and it gets tough. But you know, you kind of at some point just figure out, like, are you going to tough it out or are you going to quit? And, like, it's good to see that people in this school are, you know, having that strength to tough it out.
Yeah. So what's next in life for you guys? You going to college, hoping to wrestle in college?
I'm planning to go to college.
Mm-hmm.
Still
Caden's very smart here.
Yeah.
Deciding on a college?
Hoping to wrestle?
OSU.
Definitely.
OSU.
Well, I'm more of a PSU kind of guy. Oh, okay. But definitely not skilled enough to wrestle in college. But I think if there
was... Especially at Penn State.
Oh, one. You'll catch me at all the meets just in this.
Do they have a club there?
I think Penn State has a club. A lot of schools have these kind of like rec teams for wrestling. And like, sure, if I'm like sitting in my dorm and I'm like...
Yeah.
What should I do? Maybe I'll go try out for the rec wrestling team. I don't really know how they compete, but I mean, it sounds like fun. Maybe I'll go out a couple times. Yeah, stay in shape too. Like we were talking about, like staying in shape. You're in that room. you'll probably be in the best shape of your life.
It's what, 80 degrees?
Oh,
90 degrees?
Oh, jeez.
No, 90. Oh. And 90 plus.
Yeah,
100. We have our own thermostat now because we used to crank it up so high, and it was attached to Coach Cheeks that he'd get upset and turn it down. So they gave us our own heating system for us.
God. Sometimes I just open the door and it's one of those weight cut days, yeah, and I have like three layers on. I'm trying
Hits
to
you
like
in your face.
And you, yeah, open that door and it's like a heat wave just blasting at you, and you're just like, this is going to be the worst 2 hours of my life.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm definitely planning on going to college. I think I'm going to go to Miami Farmer School of Business. It's close to home. It's a pretty prestigious school for business in the area, so I'm going to go there. But
yeah,
for the longest time, I just kept saying, if I go to college for a sport, it's going to be wrestling. Not that skill-wise, yeah, just where my heart is-wise. Yeah. I love wrestling. I really do.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, figured put tough on the back love burner, and same thing with Caden. If they got a club, and I'm bored, maybe I'll go wrestle.
Yeah.
You know?
Catch me at Penn State rec team.
Rec team.
Yeah, absolutely.
Got to add that rec team on there.
Oh, yeah.
Penn State's a very good, very good team. So, outside of the wrestling room, what would you guys say, like, have you guys done any other practices outside of that, learning anything else outside of just the wrestling room, off season?
I know there are a couple people in the room who compete a little bit in the off season. Me personally, I mean, September to February is my limit. Like, yeah, I'm in there for that, like, time frame, going to the preseason practices,
yeah,
going to sectionals, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm done after that. I'm gassed at that point. It's been, like, 6 months. I can't do much more. I need a break.
Yeah.
But that's for me, but, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have the time. Between track practices and football practices, off season, I never have an off season. You know, even in summer when we're not doing a sport, it's football, you know?
Yeah.
So it's going to be so insanely weird once wrestling's over, and if I don't go to outdoor track, it's going to be like being on Mars for me, like,
yeah,
because I'm always doing a sport practice, yeah, after school. I don't have that free time. So,
yeah.
You know, I'm honestly probably going to just work more to fill that gap because, yeah, I can't sit in my room all day and
From money for college. That's what I did.
Oh, yeah.
I quit all my sports this year, and I've just been nonstop working.
Yeah, I had
Get
that.
The bread.
I almost did that last year. I went into Coach Jordy's office and told him I was going to quit football, and I was probably only going to do, you know, wrestling. And,
yeah,
and you know, he kind of kept me in it, and I'm glad he did because,
yeah,
I would have regretted that decision so much. But,
yeah,
I mean, yeah, I'm just going to – probably end up working more when I'm done.
Yeah. Outside of wrestling, how has wrestling helped you guys in the real world? Not just, I'm not talking about getting into fights or anything, and it helping you that way. If you guys have any cool stories, we'd love to hear them.
Slip the right hook for a double leg.
I just mean in terms of like mentality, I'm sure it's helped you guys so much because the mentality you have to have in a wrestling room is stronger than most any sports.
Yeah. I definitely say the discipline. Like when you're in that room and you know it's getting tough, you do learn a lot about, you know, how much like you can take as a person, and it translates to pretty much everything you can do. Like it translates to school. Like, you know, you can go in that room every day and tough out of practice. You can go to class and get through it. You can, yeah, go to the gym and, mm-hmm, you know, work out, keep it going. Like, I think that's probably the most valuable thing I've learned is, like, discipline and accountability. Like,
yeah,
you can really learn a lot about what you're capable of.
Doing the things you don't want to do.
Yeah, like, yeah, getting, I mean, I like this word, gritty. You gotta be gritty.
Yeah, no, there's not much more I can add to Caden. That's exactly the same answer as me. The mental toughness that wrestling brings with it. I mean, if I wasn't closing at nights, you know, I think, yeah, it was 2 years ago, a year ago, wrestling allowed me to get up at 3 a.m. and go to the gym with Kunkel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Caden came with us a couple times. You know, if I wasn't already getting 7 hours of sleep, I'd still have that mental toughness to wake up. I know I can't. You know, you need more,
yeah,
than 4 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's why I'm not getting up anymore. But, you know, just excuses. Having, you know, being the only one on the roads, you know, that early in the morning, you're heading to the gym and you know everyone else is sleeping. I wouldn't be able to do that if it wasn't for wrestling. Like, wrestling really helped me become tougher all around.
Yeah, and I think I'm glad you said that because especially coming off of, like, you know, like a season where, you know, maybe you didn't perform how you want to, like, some people might go in and be like, well, I mean, what is there for me here? Like, you know, I didn't have a good year. Like, what can I do? And, like, when you think about it, you can always set more goals for yourself. Like, hey, I didn't have a good year. Let me take what I've learned with, like, myself and my discipline and my accountability, and let me invest that.
And sorry to interrupt real quick.
No, you're good.
That is the goals is such a big part of our team. Yeah. Coach begins every year off with asking what our goals are. We write them down, and then he laminates them and prints them and puts them up on the sidewall. We have our goals taped up. Everyone has a goal or goals. There's something they want to achieve.
For wrestling or just in general?
I mean, it can be. He said it can be wrestling or in general. Okay. But
like, if you want to just get in shape or, like, build some muscle, like, you can put that down.
Yeah. But that's, you know, he asks a goal and then
it's
something.
Like, it's like three goals, I think. Yeah. And then, like, it's like two small goals and one big goal, I think.
Okay.
And, like, a big goal. Like, some people have, like, pinning Caden Brandenburg. And, like, you know, that's somebody's goal. And then now they can come in and, like, work every day. Like, you go in that room, go to that back corner, every single person's goals are put up there. And it's great because, you know, when you see that wall with all the goals, you know it's not just you in there.
Yeah.
Every single person in that room has something up on that wall that they're working for. And now not only is that going to maybe inspire you to work towards the same thing, but it also inspires you to help. Like, you go in there, everyone's working towards something.
Yeah.
You need to give them what you expect them to give you.
Yeah.
And that also helps build a community in there that everyone's there to improve and work and, you know, get better.
I love that.
Yeah, and as corny as a lot of this stuff is or sounds, I mean, it really does push you. We have a couple quotes up on the wall. I think one says, like, there are 2 in 8 fears in life, falling in loud noises.
Loud noises.
Yeah. It's just Coach telling you, you know, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to get out there, you know.
Oh, yeah.
He said that a couple times in context. Kids are just coming in. They're new. They're freshmen, or maybe it's their first year, and they don't want to wrestle off for the varsity spot. They don't want to go to the JV meets. And coaches, you know, coaches like, why don't you guys want to go? Why? What's holding you back? He knows the answer is fear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, I mean, it's the truth. Like, a lot of kids are coming in to get rid of that fear. And I still haven't necessarily gotten over all of it. Like, you know. Neither. That feeling I get before the match where my heart starts racing, no matter who it is, you're going in to that circle with another person and you're trying to come out as the dominant person on top with the win. And most of these people out there will give everything they have to make sure that's them, you know? Mm-hmm. So sometimes it is scary, but you know, being in there for 4 years, I'm working towards that goal of I can be that person that is going to win. Rather than, oh, I really hope I win, or I really hope my opponent sucks, you know. That's not the mentality you want to have.
No. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you mentioned the quote on the wall about, you know, the fear. Like, in wrestling, fear is, like, what holds you back. Like, the only, in my opinion, the number one way that if you want to improve is you have to get the experience. Like, unless, if you're not wrestling off for that spot, even if you lose, that's more experience you're getting. You're going off with maybe somebody better than you. You're getting the experience. You're seeing what it's really like, because you can only practice a move so much. But, you know, like we were talking about earlier, where, you know, it's individual, you're kind of learning yourself. You got to go out there and put in that work and try to, like, see for yourself
until you do it.
Yeah, exactly. Because like, hitting a move on one of your friends who's, you know, just kind of going 30%, you know, maybe just trying to hold you down a little bit.
Yeah.
And yeah, you hit the move, but then you go in a match with somebody who's maybe has a couple years on you, and then they're not just trying to, like,
they're not just gonna let you down, do the move
30%. Yeah. Like you gotta go out there and, like, be quick. You gotta learn, like, you gotta stay on your feet.
Yeah.
And yeah, like, I can't stress it enough how much experience is, and fear is, like Kramer was saying, is the blocker of experience. Like, the biggest thing you can do is, you know, try to just suck it up and get out there and do what
you
can.
Fake it till you make it.
And then even fake it till you make it. Even if you know, go out there and lose. Like we've had people go out there who are new and they're like, they lose some matches, but they come off the mat and now they've kind of learned like, what can I look for to do better? They come up to me. They go up to the coaches. They're like, what can I do better? And like that's where the learning comes in. Like now you've seen what happens. Now, how can you improve?
Mm-hmm.
And you can only get that by going out on that mat and really putting yourself out there.
Yeah.
And, I mean, this year, you guys experienced it firsthand. I was sick that day.
Yeah.
Yep.
I told you before I went on the mat, I was going to lose. That I still showed up. I still gave it my all. And I dominated the first period.
Yeah.
Knowing that I didn't have the gas in the tank to make that happen.
Yeah.
And it's because I have gotten better at that fear. You know, there's a lot of kids who mysteriously get sick before it's their big moment. You know, there is a lot of kids on the team in all sports, you know, even or at school, if you got a big thing and you got to talk in front of the school at church that day or mass services or what, you know, and you just don't show up.
Yeah.
You know, I think the biggest thing I've learned from wrestling is be the person to show up, you know.
Yeah.
Yep.
Even if you are losing or planning to lose.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't planning to lose, but I knew that if it escaped over a period, my gas was running out. I mean, I had no energy left in me from whatever I was getting over.
Yeah.
And I did miss a day of practice prior to that, but I mean, I wasn't going to be like, coach, I can't wrestle. Cause I honestly have already missed too many cause I was focused on work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I completely understand what you're saying, Kramer. I think My like favorite thing to tell people, like after a match is like, or maybe before a match, you know, they're asking like, what should I do? Like what, like you go out there, that ref blows the whistle, your feet are on the line and everybody, like even me sometimes, my mind just goes blank.
Yeah.
I don't remember how to set up a shot. I don't remember how to take a shot. And you know, it's a scary feeling when you're out there just moving around and you're kind of like, well, what do I do? Yeah. People always come up to me, ask like, hey, like when I'm out there, like, what do you think I should do? And like the biggest thing is, in my opinion, be the first one to take a move.
Yeah.
You don't want to go out there and just circle and wait for them to come to you. Like you want to go out because wrestling is like people think, you know, the offense and the defense are kind of even. Wrestling is a lot more of an offensive sport, especially with the new scoring this year.
Yeah.
Like you want to be the offensive wrestler. Mm-hmm. And especially if you're new, go over there, get your foot on the mat, and take a shot.
Yeah.
Like just be the aggressor. Like, you know, we were talking earlier about how a lot of these teams are super aggressive. That's how you want to be. Like, whether or not win or lose, if you go out there and you work your offense, try to do what you know you think you can do.
Yeah.
You're gonna build confidence, and then slowly you'll get over that fear, and you won't be scared to show up because you'll go out there and you know. You'll know that you're capable, and you'll know that you know what you're doing, and you can go out there regardless of how you feel or what's going on, and you know, have some success.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, do you guys know who you guys are wrestling tonight?
I don't think so.
We know the team, but we don't know the people.
Yeah.
Okay. You almost never know, even if you look up. I mean, I've had my dad drive, I think, an hour or something for me not to get a match.
My mom's had.
There's always mishaps. I mean, stuff. It sucks.
People miss weight.
I was told last night, you know, we had driven, an hour and a half last night.
Jeez.
Yeah. And I was told once we got there, you know, I'm guaranteed two matches.
Yeah.
And, you know, I somewhat, you know, it was implied that they'd be decent matches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was met with one match with a very beginner, you know, kid, and it was over in less than 10 seconds. And it sucks that, you know, you'll spend all your time in your room and you'll have that.
Yeah,
but you'll have your heights too. You know, tonight I'll have a varsity starter, and he very well could beat me because of my lack of experience on the mat this year.
Yeah,
but you know, it's my time. It's Caden's time. It's senior night.
Oh yeah,
yep.
And this place is going to be packed with family, friends.
Yeah,
it's going to be electric.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy. So
especially senior night. Yeah,
you know. Yeah. Building up for 4 years. I've been waiting for this day
for
4 years. I'm ready. Like I've never been this excited for a match in my life. Like I'm ready to go out there. And usually, like this year, I've been good about it. Like you don't want to read too much into who you're wrestling. Like it's good you brought that up because, like when I was a freshman, sophomore, you know, they you can pull up at tournaments like. the bracket, you can see who you're wrestling.
Yeah.
People do it all the time. And then you go in and like, well, it says here that I'm wrestling the one seed at this tournament. Yeah. And then at that point, you're already like mentally like taking yourself out of it. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I won't even look at those brackets before I wrestle.
Yeah.
I won't look. I'll just wait to get called.
Yep.
And I just go in and do what I can. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's what we're going to do tonight. We're going to go out there. We're going to have some fun.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be crazy. It's going to be fun. I'll see you two there.
Mm-hmm.
See Kramer
yeah.
there.
Yeah. I can't believe we missed that. Just one last thing for me is counting yourself out is so, it kills a lot of people too.
Yeah.
You know, being able to not count yourself out is so important because last year, you know, I had a match against a guy that looked like the best wrestler I've ever wrestled.
It's looks are deceiving.
Yeah. Full beard, jacked out of his mind.
Tattoos.
You know, tattoos. It's all very intimidating. But as soon as I got in there,
mm-hmm.
it was like wrestling a middle schooler.
Yeah.
It was
wrestling Caden Haig.
Yeah. I pinned him in a cradle real quick and I got up off that mat.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? Because he looked like he was going to eat me for breakfast.
Yeah. Yeah. More often than not, the people that you look at that are, you're like, well, this is going to be easy. Those are the people that like
really
kind of like surprise, like wake you up. Like,
yeah.
That's the biggest thing you can do is don't psych yourself out, but also don't
overhype yourself.
I'll say don't judge a book by its cover.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, take everybody seriously. Like, wrestle consistently. Like, don't take off a match. Like, don't wrestle hard because this is for every sport.
Yeah.
Every second of that match, you can't get it back. And it feels like a long time when you're in there for 6 minutes, but
mm-hmm.
6 minutes, that's not a long time.
Yeah.
So you need to spend every second, like, going your absolute best. And when you have these things, like, you psych yourself out, you're making assumptions about people, you know, that's kind of taking away from what you have. And, mm-hmm. you know, you don't want to do that.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll quit holding you guys up. You can go get ready for senior night. Good luck.
Appreciate you.
Up.
Hey. We have Ken Haig and Zach Kramer. And shout out to Jackson Kelly, another senior who couldn't make it tonight. Good luck to you guys.
Thank
senior
you.
Night.
We appreciate thank you.
Best of luck.
Signing up for BNN, Maddie Newton
and Anthony Wilson. See you guys next time.